Do you think you could beat Patterson in a Rubik's Cube competition and beat her 20-second record? I know I can't, but maybe you can. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You feel the R&B, you feel the jazz, you feel
smoothness.
You know more about this than I do, though.
This is Jane and Weller just relaxing and strolling through the streets of New York.
Talking about kids. And, like, their lips all got like this. They were like,
I love you, girl. She was like, I love you, too.
Tell me you love me, Weller. That's what was going on.
very, very
smooth. What's up, everyone? This is AfterBuzz TV, you know, after show for the one only amazing show in the world, Blind Spot.
Better believe that.
Give it up. I'm Nick Barty, you know, joined by my only co-host that I would love to be joined by ever, One Youngsta.
Yo, what's up, guys? You have found me right here, but you can find me online at One Youngsta, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
And you can find me everywhere at NickMardy13. That's N-I-C-K-M-A-R-D-I 13.
Woo!
So, you know, this episode, let's jump into it right away. It was dramatic. There was not a lot of action.
Not a lot of action.
There was a glass break, though.
Yes, one glass break, guys. We got one.
So in the chat, if you caught any other glass breaks, let us know. But
yeah, but I think it was just one.
Yeah, we like to keep count on that, you know. So first off, we're going to start with the beginning of the episode. Shepherd, back in Bangkok. And what's up? She's trying to get a hold of that nuclear waste bomb stuff.
Yo, but she got them insufficient funds, kid.
She don't still have this.
How much, you guys can jump in the chat and let me know. How large is your insufficient funds fee on like $2 million or whatever?
$28 million?
That's going to be a bad fee. That's not going to be your average,
you're like,
I don't know,
Tyson,
whatever.
You're at his lowest point in debt, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be super debt.
That's super debt in Bangkok. You're screwed. You ain't flying home.
But she, the funny thing is that she used her own teammate as a human shield when they started shooting.
It's Shepherd. She doesn't care. You know she doesn't care.
Shepherd.
Even she knew.
Yo.
She knew that they were going to attack because, why? Insufficient funds. You know what happens to me and my girlfriend when I have insufficient funds when I can't pay for it? Do you think she pays for it? No. She says, Nick, you better jump behind that kitchen and start washing dishes.
She said,
that's my insufficient
she
funds.
She said, look, you better shoot your way out of here.
True.
Look,
she just finds that hot. That's why. It was nothing with the insufficient
funds. She's like,
funds.
Look, just beat people up and we can ride out in the
sunset.
Then
I'm excited. I'm excited to be with you. That's how it usually goes.
So, like, the cool thing is Patterson is still set up in her, like, I guess God mode where, like,
anything, she's not really loud.
Yeah, because she even said, she was like, we need a court order. But it didn't seem like she, well, it was like, just do it.
Yeah, well, it's true.
He was like,
it was Nas who was like, "Hey, the law, my man."
Well, it was like,
my woman, Patterson.
He was like, just do it. Just do it real quick.
So then she does that, and you know they find a way to track because it was like accounts in every continent.
Yeah,
you know,
all
30
kinds
locations
of
in each continent. So she was able to track it down. All of a sudden, find out that each of these accounts were funneling into one central account, which ended up being the $28 million.
Yeah,
and then you know Shepherd had a hold of it in her hand, and then pay me the $20 million, even though they weren't Russian. But you feel me?
Oh, in the chat, Ivan Soto. Sorry, we'll make sure that we keep it loud enough for you guys, clear enough for you guys. But yeah, really quick.
hold on everyone in the chat real quick.
The hashtag Human Shield by Stephen Auden is exactly what we need these days.
Thank you, Stephen.
If someone's shooting at you and you happen to be running a terrorist organization and they're your subordinate, just use them as a human shield. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, look, come on. They're probably not even W-2. I mean,
I had to think about that. I'll be real. I had to think about that.
It was clever.
That was good. That was clever. I'll give you that. Give me some nucks about that.
Delay.
My bad. That was clever joke. I don't belong in the comedy world anymore.
But if you're funneling money between countries, never put it in one place like right before. Because there might be a Patterson looking for you.
If there was a Patterson looking for me, though, I would give in so quick. I'd be like, you caught me.
But you love Patterson, though.
I do. Exactly why I would just give in. I'd be like, forget this freaking sandstorm. I don't care about sandstorm. Patterson, take me. I'd go like this. No, this sucks.
It's like, I give up.
I give up, Patterson. She's so drop-dead gorgeous. So
Patterson, she's got a little flavor with it. She's got a little something.
Is that like...
It's the Rubik's Cube styles that she has.
Yeah, it's like, meh.
Hashtag cubing.
Oh, well yeah, played,
when she, sir. When she brought that up, I was like, cubing?
Yeah, it's that nerd science Q talk. It's
way... And I mean, this is coming from Nerd Soul, and like, that's still, come on, man.
So jumping from the cube talk, yeah. So we go to Grand Central Station where mm-hmm. we find, you know, the first clue for this whole hacker scenario that plays out, this whole story, side story besides Shepard.
Well, it's weirdly kind of, it shouldn't be the main story, but it sort of is.
True. Yeah, because we should be worried about for the Western Hemisphere.
Yes.
And, oh no, the Rubik's Cube and hackers are what we were worrying about. So we are worrying about huge threats on each side. We're worrying about, you know, documents that are classified that could ruin diplomacy between many different countries.
Many.
And then all of a sudden you have, on the other side, Shepard trying to get a hold of all this whatever this was, nuclear.
Yeah, I'm assuming it had like the biohazard stickers on it.
It was going to get rid of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, it was bad.
So two huge threats.
It's bad stuff. You have to, when you handle it, you have to use the yellow gloves for like the kitchen. You got to use those things because I'm telling you, you don't want to dip your hand.
You need the pinchers.
Yeah, you don't want to dip your hand in that stuff.
No dipping your hand in that. Mm-mm. So we jump to Grand Central Station. We find that first clue for the Rubik's Cube. Let me know in the chat real quick. How many of you guys in the chat actually can solve that Rubik's Cube? I'm really curious.
Yeah, because I wonder how can common you? It is. I've never solved a Rubik's Cube. I think I tried one time seriously. And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, and my serious was actually probably like 30 seconds. So I didn't really try, but it was kind of like, if I can't win, I'm not going to participate, okay? I will just go meditate and alleviate my anger.
He's spitting rhymes right now.
I'm trying to spit rhymes. They call me Busta Nick Rhymes.
Well, it's the whole, I guess, scenario for, you know, the hackers in general was kind of cool because it did sort of play out at a time when they were like using teamwork, kind of like a little Italian job kind of thing. You know, they have the cab driver, you know, Weller's driving the cab.
Yeah.
Then you have
this was to Zapata. Pass the first test.
Yeah, Zapata's calling. You got Patterson calling. So they're all kind of working together, trying to like play this game. So it was cool to see something that was a little lighthearted, but I guess I was expecting to get like right back into the danger once we got into this episode.
Because we had been waiting for
been waiting for two whole
weeks. But this was a setup. Even though we got a hold of the classified documents, I guess in the end of it, which we'll discuss more later, but it's like a kiss we got out of it.
Yeah.
We didn't really get like, oh my God, this led us to the next mission of blowing up Mars. But no, it's not that. You know, it's just like a kiss. We got a little gaboop.
That's it.
That's it. We didn't get any, uncovered the truth.
You
about
didn't get, like, didn't. A real kiss. You got, like, one of those, like, a kiss on the hand, like, and you have a glove on, too.
Wait, they didn't even kiss. Like, they didn't even kiss.
Nope. Because he got close. He was like, nope.
And you know what Nick Marty calls classic? Because that always happens. Even in me, real life, I'm like, I think I like you. No, something like a car.
Zapata comes in, starts calling people's names, and next thing you know, you're not kissing anymore.
Next episode.
About to kiss, and then you're not kissing.
Every single time. So then we jump to, the Weller and Jane. You know, the kiss didn't happen. But really, these documents were super important, and we didn't want them released to any other hacker's hands.
Yeah, because they had way too much, you know, sensitive information.
Yeah, and then as you were discussing, to pass the first test, we needed to find and track down this one document, which was the test. And even that document alone that they wanted to leak out was super classified and dangerous.
Very important. Like, this is like top level security stuff, and they're just like, hey, why don't we use this for a game?
And they did contemplate whether they should move forward with it or not, but then once it was revealed that there was actually a whole hard drive of all these classified documents that we need to get this in our hands and no one else.
Wow. Now, really quick, people are saying that they don't think Nick's microphone is on. I'm not super sure, but we'll keep working on that, guys. We'll
give me a heads up if you can hear me now.
So yeah, we should be good over here.
I hear that a lot in life too. I hear a lot of things in life. Nick, but don't want to hear you.
But in the course of, you know, stealing these documents, probably the funniest part of this episode was them dressing in all red. And you had the Kool-Aid crew.
Yeah, they were the red team. They were the red team. So the nickname for them was from you. It was a Kool-Aid team. And I get it. Kool-Aid. Why not? Yeah. But there was no, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was, oh, yeah.
They were more like,
yeah.
Oh, we're not mic'd. We could get abducted right now. No one would find out it was that. It wasn't, oh, yeah. It was, oh, no.
Yeah, and Zapata and Patterson did a horrible job of following them. But they did have like 30 people wearing red coats and windbreakers and stuff. So I guess I'll let it slide.
They were looking for a flash mob. That's why all those people got. But even if I were in a flash mob, I would have been like, yo, why are we not dancing? Why are we walking? This is not a flash mob. This is a flash walk.
This is just light exercise.
No one's going to question that. Everyone's like, oh, you know what the excuse was? Probably somebody was like, Craigslist. Like,
it's Craigslist. What do you expect, man?
You never can, you know, look, there's a picture Craigslist, of it, but you're not
gonna
get
never,
that.
You never know what's going to happen on Craigslist. Also, Craigslist, please don't come and find me. I'm just playing. But also, you never really know what's going to happen on Craigslist.
What have you done? What have you
done? You never really know what's going to happen on Craigslist. Craigslist
don't. That wasn't even subliminal at all. You're just like, I did some stuff on Craigslist, and I don't want you to find me.
Craigslist don't hurt me. But... So 50 don't, people don't go to flash mobs on Craigslist.
50, yeah, exactly. Because 50 people, you know, all dressed in red, follow Weller and Jane to a location, but you know, Zapata and Patterson aren't able to find them in the mix of 50
Not
people
at all.
And then we arrive. Long story short, the simplest way through the door is through the door. You know, some Disney fairy tale, right? And so we get through the door, and then all of a sudden, there's teams of two in many different colors, and I felt like there was a bunch of Tetris pieces.
This is where we get like the. The toughest part about this episode was that the Garen, I can't remember her first name. Her last name was Garen. She just didn't. How did she do as far as a villain for you? Did she?
Well, look,
did she?
Yeah,
did she like bring out like the scare or the horror? And did you feel
I took
like
it from a place of
were you worried?
Mr. Robot? Okay, so okay, Mr. Robot okay. is very dark. Okay. Mr. Robot is very analytical. Right? It's just mm-hmm. all about these little moving pieces. And I feel like when she came down, I felt like it was so Hunger Games. And you remember Elizabeth Banks, her character, where she's like, may the odds be in your favor.
Yeah, it
I
was
totally
just like...
thought she was like Elizabeth Banks, which wasn't appropriate, but it's blind spot. And I get we have to do this whole thing in about like 2 minutes. So I guess, cool, her character was like that. There wasn't a lot of time to break down a lot of things for, I guess, activity and puzzles. So when she came down, I guess I would have liked the character to be a little bit more dark. Yeah, she shot him, and I guess the writers were trying to throw in some dark attitude, like, ooh, she's a cop.
Yeah, but then they took it back at the end, so it was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It would have been cool. But really quick, from the chat, I gotta give some love to Ivan Soto. I agree. Patterson impersonating Weller was straight hilarious, because she was like, oh, it'll probably take about a day. She was like... We don't have a day, Weller. We don't have a day, Patterson. And it was just, it was funny how she pulled it off.
It was on point.
You didn't expect it. And then it was like, what? And even Weller looked at it like, girl, don't you want to be impersonating me?
Don't you dare.
You do it. Say it again. Say it again.
But has anyone in the chat said they could do a Rubik's Cube yet?
I don't see anyone who said yes, but maybe, no, I think Cassandra's the only one that said yes.
Cassandra. So,
Cassandra Sellers, look, you are the you are the cubist, all right? You are
wow.
the cube. You are
blind
so,
spot
you
pun.
Are the cubist. You are so good at cute. You like Cuba Gooden, all right? I know that's cheesy, but thank you. I'll be here all week, people.
That was good. You got some good jokes tonight. That W-2 takes it, though.
I try.
You get man of the match for that.
Slide it right in.
You get that.
But Cassandra, we here. Keep it. Keep your cube game up, because you never know. You never know when you're going to have to figure out some terrorist plot, so you got to keep your skills up.
Well said. There's a lot of encryptions you can put inside a Rubik's Cube.
Very, very.
So let's jump to when they get placed in the room, the little escape room that we all thought was a little bit, well, a lot too easy. I think any of us could have solved that. Even Patterson would have been like, ha, 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 ha. Because
Patterson,
like...
But I'm glad Patterson wasn't there, because she's like too smart. She's like too smart. She's almost too smart for everything they do.
Being in that room was only like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. If Patterson was there, it would have been like 30 seconds max.
But she would have had to take that lie detector. She might not have been able to pass that.
You think?
You never know. Patterson, she's kind of frazzly when it comes to, like, social engagement and stuff. You know, plus she just, you know, her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend just kind of, like, betrayed slash killed himself.
Yeah.
You know, it's she's going through a lot. She can't be taking, you know, she can't take any type of test right now. Right?
That's true. But who knew there was going to be a test like that there?
Well, true. Because,
like she said, puzzles are her thing.
Yeah.
Which we all can all agree on. She solved.
And then she laughed at Weller when he said he could do puzzles. Can you believe
that? I would have laughed, too. But you wouldn't laugh?
If I was Weller, I'd be like, laugh again. Laugh. Look, this is Weller's face. Picture Weller. And you at home, you are Patterson, and you giggle. Be like,
is something funny in you? I would cry, because that actually does look intimidating. I'm mixing One Youngsta and Weller in the same character.
Don't get fired.
I'm not messing with you.
He can fire Patterson. See, Patterson mess around.
But we always discuss it that Patterson is actually the hero of every episode.
She's like the silent hero.
She is the silent hero. So even for Weller to say no to her, I think it's for her own protection.
Yep.
Because we all need Patterson around home base.
And Patterson don't need to be doing all that fighting and tussling and stuff, man. She ain't made for that.
No.
Even though we have seen her shoot a couple people. She's got some skills.
She has some wrestling skills.
I don't think she would have been able to take that throw over the steps that Jane took. Nah, she would have, yo, Patterson would have broke like glass on that.
True.
It would have been two glass breaks on this episode.
Ooh.
I try.
Yo,
I
you're going hard right now, dude. You're going so hard.
I do.
So speaking of the glass break, let's go to the room. First test, lie detector. Have you ever taken a lie detector?
No, but you know what? I'd like to take one just to see if I could pass it.
Like,
just
make up stuff.
Just make up stuff. Be like, I'm 93 years old. And like, see what happens. But, oh.
Well, I know you can slow your heart rate down. That's why I was curious. Let's be real. I know it's a show. And you know me. And you know me in the chat.
Yep.
Okay, I just like to say things. And I'm just saying that obviously somebody in the FBI is able to slow their heart rate down for a lie detector test. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
how to pass a lie detector
they
test.
Train
if you're
them,
that high
they
up,
train
come
them to
on.
Be calm and be cool.
And MI5 was there.
Did you ever watch the show Lie to Me?
I don't know Lie to Me.
Yeah,
you guys watch Lie to
Fox.
Me? On
it was
Fox?
A couple seasons back.
Where?
Or a couple of years ago. But it was all about the tells and the tricks that people like give off when they're lying.
So we just got
and in that show, the main guy, he passes a lie detector test and he throws like a bottle of Xanax at the guy. He's like, yeah, anything to make your heart rate slow down.
Wow.
So we just got info on Fox's Lie to Me. They
all
just
right, so.
Released a whole bunch of info of how to pass a lie detector test.
Well,
it sounds like something that you'd find out on YouTube if you typed it in as well.
Ivan Soto says that the question that would have stumped Patterson is, what is your first name? Because we still don't know.
That's true.
It's like, what's her name?
Yo, Patterson. See, that's how you can break apart this
her
show.
Her name is Patterson.
I enjoy this show, but it's like, you're right. It's something so easy like that. It's got, your heart would be like, I don't know who I am.
But also,
lie detectors
are
always yes or no's.
Lie detectors are always yeses or no's.
So no, like, conversational answers.
Wait, hold on. Does that just destroy this whole episode? That just destroys this whole episode.
Because none of those...
That was never a yes or a no.
Yeah, those were... Well, she said she got them from, like, O Magazine or something like that. Or some stupid place.
Yeah, but she said, like, how did you guys meet?
Yeah, that's...
Yo.
If she's smart enough... See, man...
Come on, writers.
She is a bad... No, I'm not blaming that on the writers. I'm blaming that on the villain. You're a bad villain, all right? If you're trying to use lie detector tests, you need to know how to operate your machinery properly.
Because, look, I've been complaining, like, MI5 was there.
MI5
wouldn't know how to pass that.
It's fake MI5, because, remember, it was her sister, so it wasn't the real MI5.
True. Fair point. Well, she killed the other guy.
Oh.
Was he MI5?
Did she
kill? You know why? Because she said there's a cop. She only made it singular. Which leads me to believe that her sister was just playing along with that guy.
Yeah.
And that guy went kaboom. Ruck, ruck, ruck. Like Waka Flocka or like some Chief Keef stuff on him.
Oh, her name was Kiva. Kiva Garen. So that was that. So, and Cunningham 2014, I don't really think she was that evil. She was just like
what did he
weird.
Say?
Well, he said the evil lady's name is Kiva Garen. And I'm like, she was kind of just weird. And she was kind of like that person that I'm like, I don't really want to hang out with you anymore.
No. She's trying to be like
eccentric. Like she was trying too hard.
She belonged in a Tim Burton film.
Oh, good one. That was very good.
She belongs in a
very,
Tim Burton
very
film.
Very good one. I see you right there.
You know, you feel me?
See, I'm going to have to get you a little piece of that. That's a good one.
It was totally, she belonged to that kind of game. Yeah. Like I was just saying, you know, Elizabeth Banks from Hunger Games, it was kind of like that.
Yes.
Eccentric. Very extra. Personality, but so we moved on from that. You know, in the room, they are the first of two rooms to unlock the code, which was really easy. And then the glass, you know, opens up in between both rooms, and they can see the other team trying to finish the puzzle. And once you press the red button, the other room fills up with gas, or so we thought. So the other team finishes, like we saw, and they immediately realize they have to press the button before Weller and Jane do. They press it, all of a sudden their room fills up with gas. And do our heroes run away? Do our heroes run away?
No, because see, that's what heroism is about. Let me tell you, all you people at home that think you're heroes, you probably would have left the room and been like, oh, let them just smoke up and die. But Weller said no. All right? He said, no, I'm going to break this glass. I'm going to save this person. Why? Because he is a hero. American hero.
And the funny thing is, I'm thinking even now, like, dude, those were hackers. Those were hackers, too. Were they naughty hackers?
Hackers don't just have to die. I mean, you could do good hacking. I mean, I'm sure there's good hacking out there. You can like hack and do, I don't know, positive things. Like somebody could, I'm not saying I'm giving any ideas, but somebody could just go out there and hack and, like, you know, remove all college debt. I mean, you could just, I mean, I'm just saying if you a good hacker and you think you're real good, why don't you just erase college debt? That would be nice. I'm just saying, you know, if you have the talents.
Take it or leave it. Just saying. And that's true. I mean, who knows? Maybe they were good hackers. Yes. And maybe they hacked their way through there. Maybe they would have done good with a hard hack.
They would have smoked out the other team, but then would have did good deeds for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, who am I to say that they were evil?
I don't know.
I don't know. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge those hackers.
Only God can judge the hacks that I do.
He is knowledgeable of the hackery that is being hacked. So, moving on.
Ooh,
he helps them escape. What do they say?
Ivan says that good hackers are called white hats. Evil hackers are called black hats. Also, bad movies are called black hat. If you've seen Chris Hemsworth in it, wasn't really that great.
Oh, but, I didn't see that.
You didn't miss
anything. I feel like it sounds familiar to the film, though.
You didn't miss anything.
Okay, good to know. I'll pass that one up, then, if anyone ever offers
so,
it. Like,
all of the white hats out there that's getting your computer on, feel free to get your, you know, fix some college debt, maybe some credit card debt or something. Feel free. And if you want to start with the city of Los Angeles, feel free. If you
take
want
to leave it.
You want to start with West LA, feel free.
Take or leave it. Take or leave, leave it. Take or leave it. Take or leave it. So then, you know, they go to, what was her name again? Remind me. Garner?
Kiva Garen. Yeah.
So they arrive at her. You know, you're second place. Oh, what? But we saved some lives. Tosses them the hard drive. Jane and Weller, all good, right? They have it. And
finally,
they are out. So that's... then we return with the hard drive. Great news. Cool.
So
we got all these, you know, classified documents.
So let's get into Shepard. Shepard played some mind games from the cell.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she got all up in that dude's psyche. And she was like, you don't like your daddy, do you?
Oh, and if you weren't able to catch it or not, what happened was when Shepard was escaping the whole gunfight, the guy took off with all the toxic, like, waste. I keep calling it something new, but it was like the bomb stuff.
It's toxic
and
waste.
And so she jumped into the van and then started punching the guy. They got in a little fight. Then she, all of a sudden she got thrown out of the van and was rolling on the ground. Then Bangkok police, you know, trapped her and then brought her to jail. So that's where we're starting from
Bangkok's finest.
Hi.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, Bangkok does not play because they don't put you, like, in a good jail.
No. That looked nicer that than I guarantee the, they actually look.
Well, okay, yeah, but no, it was rusty. Shade. It was a little rusty. They didn't feather dust that.
Don't you get lashes? You get lashes.
Yeah, didn't they, like, they should have beat her with, like, a...
I think they should have
whipped
her
with, like,
a
wet towel or something.
Yeah. This is a summer camp.
But it was cool how she got into, like, she saw one interaction between, and that's how she manipulates people. She made him feel bad enough to be like, you know, I'll just give her a little sip of water.
What you want,
just
a little sip?
Just a little, just a little drink. Sip? Just a little drink.
While, of course, classic blind spot, the computer freezes when her picture's about to come on international threat list.
Thank you. I'm like, look, Bangkok, look, see, your problem is y'all need to step your DSL game up to that fiber optics, all right? Y'all using the old internet. All right, y'all need to use the new internet. And I don't even know, the new internet is the same as the old internet, but it's just with better cables, all right?
True story.
So we need to get Time Warner over there. Well, maybe not Time Warner. Time Warner, don't get mad at me. We need to get someone over there that has good lines, all right?
Completely agreed. Because then Shepard wouldn't have been able to get out of the jail. Because
it would have been 2 seconds, they'd be like, up. Shepard, and this is Katie or whatever the fake lady name was. They'd be like, this is the same lady. Uh-huh, that's her. Uh-huh, that's her. And she would have stayed in jail. And they would have saved the Western Hemisphere.
Done and done.
The whole Western Hemisphere.
So let's jump to it now. So basically then all of a sudden we jump on a phone call between Shepard and one of her subordinates, and she's pretty much saying, I got a hold of stuff. We cannot have any more holdbacks.
That's right.
And who's going to die? Kurt Weller.
Weller has to take
a
dip.
He's got to go.
Yo.
He's got
Weller's
to
getting
go.
Too close because now they have what, at least what they believe is the beginning of the Truman, I can't remember. Guys, let me know in the chat.
Truman Project.
It's the Truman Initiative, Truman Project, Truman thing. It's the Truman thing, and Truman signed it, and all the other presidents signed it, and it's about the cogs, if you follow the cogs. Mm-hmm. Like Nas's informant told her, follow the cogs, you can get to phase two. And he's too close to stop phase two. So even the man that Shepard decided to rub up and down all on his legs. Oh, I remember that. I remember you, Shepard, rubbing him down. Like he was a honey ham on Thanksgiving morning. I saw you rubbing him, but now you want to kill him. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Bang, 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 bang. So Weller's got to go. Then
Weller's
got to
go.
Another story that we had in the mix. Who came back? Reed. Was he sober? I think he was.
I think Reed is ready to kind of like let the past go and work towards rebuilding his you know whole demeanor, his attitude, his outlook on life. He's ready to start brick by brick from the bottom. I can't wait to see him back in a three-piece suit again.
He was at his lowest, and as you said, he couldn't have gone lower because he was beat up onto the ground. And so now he's back with Weller. He's saying, I'm sorry. He is essentially apologizing for what he's done.
Yeah.
And now he's got to train back to 100% in order for Weller not to tell anyone what had happened, A, and B, so he can become part of the team once again.
Yes. Oh, and really quick, thank you, Stephen Otten, for The Truman Show. And thank you, Cassandra Sellers, for The Truman Protocol.
Yeah, I was like, The Truman
thank you,
Show
Ivan,
is a Jim
thank
Carrey
you, film.
Yeah?
I was like, Truman, it's Truman.
Truman
did something.
Is the Jim
but
Carrey.
Yes, The Truman Protocol, that's, you know, that's, look, Weller's too close.
Yep.
It's too close.
He's
but
go.
Back to Reed, I'm happy. I think he's going to come back to full form right when we need him. Because we only got 3 episodes left.
Do you think
I think we
Zapata
got 3
and
left.
Are going to kiss, though, by the end of this season?
Zapata,
if they don't, I will be furious.
Well, they did
much.
Have a long hug. And he probably did like a smooth move where he like hugged her. But he like rubbed his lips on her neck like real slow.
Oh.
Like, yeah, girl. I just miss you, girl. And then rub the lips and be like, yeah, girl.
Swipe.
Just a little.
But do you think maybe she takes him as a little brother?
Nah, man.
You think it's
more?
No friend zone?
This is real love. This is more realer than Mary J. Blige. This is real love. Between them two, I'm telling you, Reed and Zapata are getting together. The end of this episode, that's my prediction.
I don't even think it's
the end of this season, my prediction is Zapata and Reed are together in a love connection.
Oh, my God.
That's real. No. That's really in phase two.
Yo, you know who we didn't see all episode? If I'm not even mistaken, Roman.
Your boy Roman. Yep. Roman took a back seat this episode I don't even know why.
But it's not even like he can stay in his apartment alone.
Well, I mean, he does have the guards that stay with him. So maybe he was just kicking it with
playing
the guards and playing Go Fish and watching Jerry Springer during daytime Emmys or something. I don't know.
Possible.
He was just kicking it, eating pizza, sitting around in his drawers.
So Roman was out of this episode. Reed is on his comeback tour. And then at the end of the episode, we're all celebrating because we found this hard drive of all these classified documents.
And we saved the day.
And we saved the day once again.
But Zapata gets a little call, And
yeah, get your ducks in a row because the murder weapon was obstruction of justice.
They're looking at the chain of evidence and Zapata.
And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Freddy's murder weapon.
Yep, that little switchblade, you know what I'm saying? Little,
so get little your ducks in a row, Zapata. Got my ducks in a row. Oh, no, I don't have any ducks.
She was like, I don't even have any ducks.
I like to hear that.
Zapata be lying, but you look, when the cops are coming for you, you got to lie. All right, first, all right, hold up. One, don't lie to people. But two, if the cops are coming for you, just look, you look, pick your battles when you got to lie. That's all I'm saying.
True. And I mean, look what happened. So the last 10 seconds of the episode, she's walking on the street on her merry way, probably going to get some macaroons or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, just chilling.
And then all of a sudden we see lights. I thought they were going to pass her and it was just going to scare us. They did a good job at that. I'll give you that blind spot.
Blind spot.
I will give you that.
Hashtag you blind. You did it to us. Thank you.
So all of a sudden the cop car flies past, stops. That's her. He's like, cop car, cop car, cops. Get on the ground. You're under arrest.
But what? I like how she just like complied and everything, because I'm guessing she's thinking, I don't know what they're coming at me for. Like, is this something that's like residual from the dude that was investigating the FBI, or is this about the murder weapon? So right now she's going to keep it quiet. You know what I'm saying? Because she still outranks them as an FBI agent. She can just be like, you can't hold me. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Yeah, it's right. Look, Nino Brown go down, everybody going down.
So we have to figure out what's going to be happening next episode. And do you want to go into predictions?
Predictions, please.
And now, you're after Buzz.
So, let me think. I think Weller gets caught by Shepard. And he gets out, but he gets caught, and he gets close call with death.
I'm thinking very next episode, they put out a hit on Weller, they lock down, but they have another episode inside of the building where it's like a guy trying to get to Weller.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, because Rich.com.
Yeah, because Rich.com. Either that or we have a situation where it's just him and Jane, and they have to like kind of be on the run. I like that too. I wouldn't mind a Jane and Weller on the run episode. I wouldn't mind that. You know, just waves of, you know, assassins coming at them. That would be cool. Tearing up the city.
That means a lot of glass breaking too.
Put a whole bunch of glass breaking.
Some of your predictions in the chat so we can check it out before we sign off. Because I'm always interested in what you guys have to say.
Let's see. Ivan Soto says the puzzle in this episode titles. In the episode titles that lead up to the season finale, make up Kurt Weller SOS. So, Ivan, see, you're solving puzzles, man. Ivan, you be solving puzzles, man.
Get out of here.
See, when we start our own FBI, it's going to be like the ABFI for AfterBuzz FBI. It's going to be a whole nother, is better version. But you're going to be in there solving Rubik's Cubes with us.
Ivan's going to be
going to be calling
Patterson,
people.
But you can come out to
and
action
typing
with us.
And stuff. You're going to be typing and calling people and getting passwords.
And shooting. You can shoot.
You can shoot two people, but no more.
No more.
Only two people.
But, yeah, that really pretty much sums up the whole episode. I think we actually was completely relatable to some funny things that, especially your jokes were on point today. I give you that.
Ronda Rousey, a lot of people are saying that she can't act. Ronda Rousey, she's trying.
What was the last movie, Fate of the Furious, that she was in?
Fast 7.
Fast 7.
Yeah. And she's trying. She's
getting it.
She's
I don't think it's bad.
She's not Cate Blanchett right now, but you know, she's no Meryl Streep.
She's no Meryl Streep, but I mean she's a fighter, like.
And I wouldn't say that to her face neither.
Yeah, I mean like she's a fighter.
Like if Ronda Rousey was right here right now, like, can I act? I'd be like, girl, you is an actor. you be acting. It's like Meryl Streep and you like right behind her.
So get ready for that episode next week.
Yeah, it's maybe some jail
fights.
Maybe
Rhonda is the assassin who's trying to kill Weller.
Bada
bing.
Because her and Jane go at it. Exactly. I would like to see Jane lose a fight, too. It would be nice to see her lose a fight.
She's going
to
get taken hostage then.
Maybe, you know.
Anything else in the chat?
Let's see. Not just people saying that she can't act. So.
All right. Oh, thanks for the love, guys, to Rhonda and your boys.
So, Rhonda, we think you can act. The people in the chat.
Don't find them though. We're not liable.
They ain't doing you no favors.
So where can we find you at?
You can find me online at One Youngsta, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. You can also find me on Sundays doing Jedi Alliance, talking Star Wars for y'all. And you can find me on Black Hollywood Live every day, Nerd Soul, which is one word, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L, to talk all of your geek and nerd content.
Bada bing. And I'm Nick Marty. You can find me everywhere at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show on YouTube and also Spotlight Ons. I'm doing a lot of Spotlight On activity here at AfterBuzz, and today I just did Alexander Nevsky, who's a big Russian action star who just has a film coming out tomorrow, which is going to be super dope. I'm really excited to see it.
And what is it?
Spotlight On?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Black Rose. It's called Black Rose the film. So you got to check that out too. But thank you guys so much for joining us. The episodes are coming down to an end super, super soon. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Oh, really quick. Yeah. Ivan Soto said no. I was asking if she can act. The answer is no. But Rhonda, yes, you can act.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We will catch you next week, same time. Catch y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Blind spot. Cacao.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.